Derek, when you see, when you read about how young people engage with digital technologies within things they choose to do out of school, irrespective of there may be some concerns about them playing Call of Duty, etc., and games that are maybe, for example, that are maybe rated above the ages that they are, but generally they don't play them in an isolated way, in a solitary way. They're usually collaborating, they're usually sharing, discussing. If they're looking at Minecraft, for instance, they're looking at the tutorials that are online, and they're getting 10 million hits.
Yeah.
Young people seem to know that to learn online, it means learning together as well.
Sure.
Do you think that that collegiate, collaborative way in which young people learn and maybe use digital technology out with school is something that could be easily transferred to the experience in school? And would the one-to-one deployment of devices enable this to happen more readily?
Difficult to say on that one. One of the issues that we have in the open part of our network is that the facility for peer-to-peer communication and work isn't there, and isn't likely to be there, because it's controlled by external contractor. But certainly in terms of the way in which young people collaborate on, you know, a whole variety of things with technology outside of school, we're already beginning to see that happening in various parts of the school, where youngsters are creating wikis and blogs, they're writing up their homework, and they're doing it in a way that enriches what's actually been happening in the class. Because often when youngsters are given a task as part of their homework, and this is happening in various places, I'm sure Mark might have mentioned it in computing, kids, you know, writing up a wiki, attaching a whole host of, you know, either video or links to various places that will help to illuminate aspects of the learning that's taking place, and they're building that in. And there's almost a competitive element. So the next couple of kids that come along, they see that the two previous kids have done something really quite powerful with the previous week or month's learning. These guys go in and then try and better it and improve it. And of course, what you end at the end of the day, what you end up with at the end of the day, is a resource for revision purposes. And that kind of thing's already happening. So I would see more of that being more likely rather than not.
Great.